With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Moderate Democrat Joe Manchin says he'll support Jacob Lew in his bid to become U.S. ambassador to Israel. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Every vote counts for Lew, who's facing stiff opposition from Republicans over his fingerprints on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal, hammered out during the Obama administration when he served as Treasury Secretary. Manchin calls Lew an honest and straightforward person. He also notes that Lew has, quote, agreed to support pushing to enforce and strengthen sanctions against Iran. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
More charges are being filed against an off-duty pilot who tried to cut the engines on a Horizon Air flight. Ed Donahue reports.
Federal prosecutors are charging Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson with interfering with a flight crew. It can carry up to 20 years in prison.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
State prosecutors in Oregon already filed 83 counts of attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Court documents show the captain and first officer told police after the plane landed, Emerson told them, "I'm not okay," just before he reached up to pull the handles, and later said he'd been struggling with depression. A friend had recently died, and he had taken psychedelic mushrooms about 48 hours earlier. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the wake of House Majority Whip Tom Emmer abandoning his race for Speaker, attention is turning next to Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana, who was the second highest vote getter in Tuesday's private ballots. Emmer could not win support from former President Donald Trump and a group of GOP lawmakers who ousted Kevin McCarthy almost 3 weeks ago. On Wall Street, the Dow by 205 points, the Nasdaq rose 121, the S&P advanced 30. This is SRN News. China is trying to kill off Christianity.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches across the country have found a new source of revenue selling spaces in their parking lots to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of Major League Soccer plays at Subaru Park, just a few blocks away. Some houses of worship are embracing other fans, such as concert goers. This is SRN News. Police in suburban Milwaukee shot and killed someone who fired at them from a school roof.
This began Monday evening as officers with the Germantown, Wisconsin Police Department responded to a call about somebody acting erratically in the parking lot of Kennedy Middle School. As officers arrived, the person climbed onto the school's roof and fired at them. Three officers returned fire, killing the person, according to authorities. Because the investigation's underway, authorities are not releasing any information about the shooter's name, age, or gender. Nor are they talking about the shooter's behavior or why that person was at the school. Authorities say as many as 70 students were in the school at the time, but none of them were hurt. I'm Rita Foley.
An outbreak of salmonella poisoning linked to bagged pre-cut onions recalled by a California firm has sickened at least 73 people in 22 states. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.